I remember many years ago hearing Ray Stedman say, "Woe to the man who must learn principles in the time of crisis." We need to learn those principles in advance. And I was talking with Daryl Scott, whose daughter Rachel was the first one killed at Columbine. And I asked him, how do you prepare for suffering? And his immediate response was, become a student of the Word of God. God's Word prepares us because it teaches us that this is a world that's under the curse. So I think one of the best ways we can cope with suffering is to anticipate in advance it's going to come. As 1 Peter says, do not be surprised by the fiery ordeal you are experiencing as if something strange were happening to you. I mean, it's telling us, expect it. And any theology that tells us God's children don't suffer is a theology that is not of God, it's of the devil, because the fact is that we are to prepare for suffering because God promises us. He who would live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. In the world you will have tribulation, Jesus said. Don't be surprised at that fiery ordeal, Peter says. We are going to experience it. We need to be prepared for it.